Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha and good evening, brothers and sisters. This is 99.5 FM, The Word, and you are listening to Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. My co-host with me tonight is my ever so beautiful forever bride. I was getting stuck on beautiful because it's beautiful. Three syllables, brothers, you get them. And my wingless angel, Sister Lynn.
Hallelujah. It is a Freedom Friday, Bulla.
Hey, and tonight you guys are in for a special treat. We are so blessed to have Dr. Sherry Campbell from Life More Abundantly Island Church. Normally we have Dr. James Eric Williams, but Dr. Campbell is here.
Hallelujah.
Good evening, Dr. Yes. Campbell.
Good evening.
All right, get ready, everybody. Hey, Free Insight airs Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. right here in Hawaii, 99.5 FM. And in Arizona, we're on Grace 91.1 FM. We have streaming available online at www.995theword.com and also at www.grace911.com.
Mahalo, Bulla. We thank you for tuning in tonight and joining us on this Freedom Friday as we talk story about Jesus and share an encouraging word to lift you up. Reverend Bulla and Eldridge Sherry Campbell, Dr. Campbell, to be specific, from LMAIC out in Wahiawa, is willing to serve the kingdom. So if you need an MC, a wedding officiant, inspirational speaker, or need a word of encouragement, please call these men, call this man and woman of God. What, it's a change for me, at 808-222-2822. Our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from our brothers and sisters on the inside. And our address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830.
And on this Freedom Friday, we send our love and aloha to all of our men and women incarcerated and to our dedicated ACOs.
Amen.
Lord, bless our Hawaii facilities, the FDC, the Halawa, Lamaka, the OCCC, Waiava, the WCCC, and to the 1,500 Hawaii men incarcerated in Saguaro Prison and the many other prisons in Arizona. We pray for you and your family, and we ask for mercy, grace, and restoration upon your life.
Amen. Woo-hoo.
Can you feel that? It's getting hot. It's getting hot. You better buckle up. She's going to bust one loose tonight.
The word didn't even come yet.
She just sent an introduction, and it's going up and out of here.
Hallelujah.
But we want to send a great big mahalo to our generous sponsor for our Grace 91.1 program in Arizona. That would be the Congregation of the Fishers of Men, under the stout leadership of Pastor James Bird and First Lady Lucy Mahelona.
God bless you, fishers of men.
And also to our primary The Word sponsor right back here in Honolulu, Hawaii, a great big mahalo to the Tolbert Foundation.
God bless you, Chris, for your heart of compassion for the broken, lost, and incarcerated.
Well, it's going to be exciting, and you got a little sample of that. That's right. We're going to make a joyful noise.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Campbell. Oh, you and Lynn, you guys, now stop that. We've got a show to do. Oh, my goodness.
Here we go.
There we go. I don't know how to keep them still. They're jumping for the Lord right now. Oh, my goodness.
Dr. Campbell, she got jumps.
Oh, I tell you, boy, and that's why you got the doctor in front of you, because she can bring it and swing it.
Amen.
And now we're going to sing it. Well, you know, so blessed to have you here tonight, Dr. Campbell. Thank you so much for coming all the way from Ever Beach to be with us on this Friday evening.
It's an honor, sir.
Well, we're going to have a great song. In fact, she selected this song coming up.
Amen.
And it is, let me see over here. You can introduce who's this artist, Dr. Campbell.
It is Jacqueline Carr.
Uh-huh.
Greater is coming, because I want you to know in the radio land that your greater is coming. Wherever you're stuck right now, your greater is coming.
This is only the song. I'm telling you, buckle up. This is only the song.
Let her loose, Lord, let her loose.
It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the island, some of you may have felt like you broke through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your your ore to flow. Now your greater is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater. I feel a shame.
Amen, amen. Greater is coming. What a wonderful song. I mean, that's what we believe in. You know, Dr. Campbell, thank you so much. You know, you and your awesome husband, Patrick, you are elders at our church at Life
amen.
More Abundantly
Hallelujah.
Island Church. And for those of you that have been following us, my beautiful bride and myself have been up at LMAIC now for about 7 months, have never, our cups runneth over.
Time has gone by so fast.
We're so blessed to be there. But on this Freedom Friday, Pat, Elder, I've got so many titles, I'm going to throw one out. You know, for you guys listening out there, I just want to let you know that you're not defined by what you do for God. You're already defined by what He already did for you. So let your past go, you know, one and done. Don't let your past define you. Let it refine you, my brothers and sisters. And Dr. Campbell, just a pleasure to have you here this evening.
Thank you, Pastor Bula. Pastor Bula, I truly enjoyed that introduction because you said, don't let your past define you.
That's right.
Amen.
Your past cannot define you. What you have to understand is that in Philippians 1 and 6,
yes.
It says, being confident of this very thing, that he which have begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So what I want you to understand is whatever you're going through, whatever you see or how you may feel, I want you to know that your greatest days are ahead of you.
Oh, hallelujah.
So you have to let your past go because
right.
your greater is coming. You're not a finished product.
That's right.
God wants to continue to work on you and in you and through you, but you have to allow him to do it.
Preach
so
it.
Let go of your past. Mm. You are a miracle in the making.
Oh, hallelujah.
You have not reached your potential.
That's right.
You have untapped potential that you have yet to reach. You have to allow God God the time and the opportunity so he can continue to work in you so you can tap into your untapped potential.
Amen.
The working God begins in you and God will finish it.
Hallelujah. You know, the wonderful thing about that is, you know, the Bible tells us, the script, the good book says, we were made in the likeness of his image. And we believe that, but we messed up. So now that we're all messed up, God's going to bless us up if we make the choice to follow him. You know, in the Jesus book, Philippians 1:6 says, this for sure, God, he going to start for good, do something real good inside you guys. And Garen's barbarians, you're going to finish everything he went start for do. And he not going to stop until Jesus Christ come back. Last time I checked, Dr. Campbell, Jesus hasn't returned. That means he's still got some work to do.
Still got some work to do. So every morning that you wake up, regardless of what you've done the night before, you have another chance to get
it
right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You may be in the midst of your greatest battle of your life right now.
That's right.
But what I want you to know that hell has launched an all-out attack on you.
Amen.
But you may be facing a trial, an affliction, or a setback
that
you cannot see your way out. But I have good news for you.
Hallelujah.
And the good news is found in Isaiah 54:17.
Amen.
And it says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Hallelujah.
And every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment shall be condemned. Now, what I want you to understand is, it's not saying that weapons won't form.
That's right.
But what the Lord is saying is that those weapons won't prosper. Why won't the weapons prosper? Because God got your back. Mm. All you got to do is allow him to do it, because your destiny is greater than your disaster.
Yes, yes.
Don't allow the devil to destroy you. Mm. You have greater coming. God will bring to pass in you what he has promised. He doesn't have enough devils, and you don't have enough enemies to keep God's purpose and his plan for your life from being fulfilled.
Oh, go get it.
You know, a lot of times, Dr. Campbell, people hear that verse and, you know, they think that life is going to be peachy keen and no challenges, but it says, no weapons formed against you. Now, if you look at the word formed, that means they've already been created. And it says, no weapons formed against you shall prosper. Prosper is another word to succeed. So the arrows are going to fly. You better have that shield of faith ready. Everything is going to be coming at you, but they will not succeed in the intent of the devil, which, you know, in John 10:10, the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his whole plan. That's his whole modus operandi. But because of that, because we are work in Christ himself, no, and it says, not some, not have, no weapons. So we need to have that confidence that we spoke of back in Philippians, that be confident of this very thing.
Confident.
Jesus is working on us.
He is working on us. And what we have to understand is that when God began to work in us, we have to know that God didn't bring us this far to forsake
us. Ooh, I like that.
He won't do that. That's not the God we serve. The reason God will not do that to you is because he has too much invested in to give up on you. Hell is not in charge of your life unless you give your life over to hell.
That's right.
You don't belong to the devil. You got to know who you belong to. You got to know who you are. You got to know whose you are.
You belong
to God. Satan doesn't control your destiny, and hell doesn't have power to stop you or keep you down.
Amen.
Well, you know, a lot of people, Elder, when they talk about, you know, it's just the life of a Christian, you know, and sometimes the Lord just put that on me. It's not what we do. It's what he does through us. But you see, people don't understand that God's commandments are our enablements, you know, but we got to choose to live in the box. If we don't choose to live in the box, like local style, you're going to get cracks. Okay. So sometimes, especially if you're incarcerated now, we make no light of that. But sometimes you need a time of correction, which would be good. Like
correction.
That's why small kid time, what do you do to your kids? You put them in time out because they're too big. You whack them and they laugh at you. So you say, oh, come here, time out. Okay, give me all your electronics. Time out, get out of here. So maybe God has put you in a timeout, in a time of correction, so that he can make that connection with you, so that he can give you his direction for your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Pastor Bully, you know, as you said that, you know, God dropped this in my spirit. And to those of you that are incarcerated, you know, God said you might be locked up, but you're definitely not locked out.
Like
he says, knock and the door shall be open.
Mm. Yes.
You know, the same opportunities for those on the outside. Mm. He wants you to know that even though you're on the inside, he says, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be open. The door is not closed to you because your destiny is greater than your disaster.
I like that.
So you have to understand that. So just as the devil couldn't keep Jesus in the grave. God wants you to know that there's nothing can keep you down. All you have to do is allow him to work in, by, and
Amen.
Through you. Neither can he keep you in your trial, your setback, your affliction, of anything that you may be in right now. Because I'm here to tell you that 2 Corinthians 4:17, it says, for our light affliction.
Ooh.
It's not even a heavy affliction
Amen.
Right now. He said, for our light affliction.
Light affliction.
Which is but for a moment. So it's not going to last that long.
Moment.
But
yeah.
we have to be able to endure. We Amen. Have to be able to go through.
Persevere.
We have to be able to take the persecution
Amen.
For the cause of Christ.
Yes.
You have to understand why you're taking the persecution. It says, but for a moment.
But work, for a moment.
Work for us as far more exceedingly an eternal weight of glory. See, what we're going through don't compare to what God has in store for
That's
us.
Right.
Oh, I like
That's
that.
Right,
but
doctor.
Are we willing to go through?
Right.
Are we willing to go through the fire?
Amen.
Are we willing to go through the ups? Are
yes.
we willing to go through the downs?
Amen.
Are we willing to get up and wait for God to
That's
come and
right.
see about
Hallelujah.
Us in the late night hour?
Yes.
See, God is here for us.
Now you like that.
He is here for us. And we have to understand that Jesus knew that he would be crucified.
Mm.
But he also knew on crucifixion that he will be resurrected.
Hallelujah. Mm.
He knew that the cross was not the end.
That's right.
It was a beginning. And I'm here to tell you, whatever you may be facing now, it is not the end. It's a new beginning.
Praise Jesus.
But you have to make the choice.
Amen.
You have to make the choice today. If you're going to start all over with God. And the thing that I so love about God is it doesn't matter what we've done. It doesn't matter what we said. It doesn't matter that we have mistreated him. God still loves us.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
In the Jesus book, 2 Corinthians, and that's in verse 17, and it says, we get plenty big time trouble right now. But you know what? When we think about how we're gonna come awesome forever,
yes,
all the pilikia, all the trouble, stay only manini kind stuff.
Manini
kind stuff.
Manini.
So like we say, but for a moment, that would be manini kind stuff.
Manini kind stuff.
But you know, as Dr. Campbell was speaking, you know, it's just it doesn't matter where you've been. It matters where you're going.
That's right.
Amen. See, but only the enemy can bring up your past because Jesus is
Hallelujah.
In your future.
That's right.
You know, and it doesn't matter to us. You know, we're here to encourage you, not to discourage you. We're here to lift you up, not put you down. And that's the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ
yes,
that
Lord.
Free Inside Ministry continues to bring Amen. Over the airwaves. And for our brothers that are in Module 11, and also a shout out to Brandy in Module 3 and all of our brothers at FDC,
hey, 6A, 6B.
You guys doing
Hallelujah.
All right? Hallelujah. And we continue to lift everyone in prayer, but just want to give a shout out to them.
Praise God.
But Elder Campbell, you said something wonderful. It's like our destiny is greater than our disaster. There's people listening right now, and you guys send letters into us, and your life's upside down. I'm not going to make light of that. But you know what? The world got you where you are, but only the Word of God can get you out.
God loves you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, and that's the wonderful thing is when we're dealing with those that are broken spiritually, we've been there, we've done that. And we have the good news. We have the joy of the Lord in us. And if you could just take a small piece, a small little itty bitty kind from our heart and put them in yours, then you're going to know what the joy of the Lord is. And it's just like we're going to smile through the trial.
Amen.
Despite the storm, despite everything that's happening around us, do not let the chaos of the world upset the calmness of our soul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Bula Peter said that it was impossible for death to hold him down.
Hallelujah.
So regardless of what you're going through, you have to see it as impossible for it to hold you down.
Mm.
You know, Jesus didn't have enough enemies. The Roman soldiers did not have enough power.
That's right.
Even Satan himself could not stop the resurrection.
Mm.
Jesus was destined to go to the grave.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also destined to come out.
Ooh, hallelujah.
And so I want you to know that you're destined to come out of your situation.
Mm.
You're destined to come out of your circumstance because nothing can hold you down when you allow God to pull you up. So all you have to do is believe in him and move from believing to knowing that what you ask, it shall be given unto you.
Amen.
Don't allow the world to hold you a prisoner to your situation of your circumstance.
Amen.
You're coming out today.
Amen.
You're coming out. You have to tell yourself that you're coming out today. You are no longer bound by the world. Our pastors say that there's a thin line.
That's right.
Between the word and the world.
Hallelujah.
But you have to know which side that you're on.
Hallelujah.
You have to know which side that you're on, and you have to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, who
Amen.
Is the joy that was set before you, who endured the cross.
Hallelujah.
He despised the shame. So if you're dealing with the shame, let go and let God.
Yes, let it go.
And he's sitting down on the throne
Amen.
At the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the wonderful thing about when Pastor Williams talks about that thin line, and I was sharing that in a conversation, I says, Pastor, what we've got to do is educate all the saints and the ain'ts that in my dictionary, I'm not even talking the Bible, but in my dictionary,
Amen.
The word comes before the world
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
Because W-O-R-D comes before W-O-R-L-D in my book. So you don't even have to look at the good book, but I'm telling you, in man's book called the dictionary, if man can put the word before the world, we got
Preacher.
A lot to learn in the prisons by putting the word of God
Amen.
Before the world in front of you.
Amen. Amen. So you have to know that your setback doesn't mean it's over.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Your setback means that it's just a beginning. Your setback is positioning you for a comeback.
Yes.
A door shut means a door is about to open.
Yes,
but
Lord.
What we have to do is when God shut the door, do not turn around and try to pull on the knob. Let the door close, because for every door that is closed, God will open up a new one.
That's a word.
At the end, it only means that you're getting ready for a new beginning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything in life, it has to end, but it has to start again somewhere. Your road to destiny consists of endings and beginnings, and also setbacks and comeback.
I like
so
that.
So, no, it's not over. So, if you're experiencing a great setback at the present time, get ready to experience a great
get
comeback.
Ready. Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, and when you talk about the setback, I like that, because God allows U-turns. It's not the end of the road. It's the bend in the road we're talking about. It's all about choices.
Hallelujah.
But how can you have your greatest comeback if you haven't had your greatest setback?
That's right.
A lot
Hallelujah.
Of us will put, you know, and I was, you know, our Pastor Williams, he's a wordsmith, and I'm a wordsmith too. And it's just like we talk about the word impossible. You're looking at yourself saying, oh, Pastor Bula, Dr. Campbell, and Sister Lynn, it's impossible. I'm looking at it. It's just impossible. And God's saying, time out.
Amen.
Get up to my whiteboard. How do you spell impossible? I-M-P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E.
B-L-E.
God says, watch this. He takes his little mark and he takes his little eraser and he puts a little apostrophe between the I and the M, puts a space between the M and the P. Now impossible has become I'm possible. And you know why? Because he is the great I am.
Yes,
you see, what happens
sir.
Is you look it through the eyes
Hallelujah.
Of the world and you see impossible. But when you look through the eyes of Christ, it says I'm possible. Not you. I am is the great I am. Yahweh himself. And that's
Yahweh,
what we sell
Yahweh.
I am. You
Hallelujah.
See, it's all about the perception that will lead you into deception. Because the devil is going to distract you. He's going to delay you. And then he will destroy you. Because that is his plan that we said earlier. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God
yes.
but said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The reason they put the word might, there's a choice to be made. It's not
Amen.
Darren's ball barons. You got to be on the seesaw. If you get one side with somebody sitting down, got to have somebody on the other side. So you get might on one side, might not. It's all about your choices.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Pastor Bula, when you said that, you know, I thought about Job.
Yes.
How Job experienced a great loss.
Amen.
But in the end,
he was the winner.
See, that's the end of it.
That's right.
The Lord blessed him with twice as much as he had before.
That's right.
See, sometimes we don't want to go through the process to get to what God
that's
has
what
for
that's
us.
That's right.
We have to be willing to go through the process,
that's
regardless
right.
of the affliction, regardless of the, you know, people being against us.
Yes.
We have to be willing
yes.
to go through the process. And in order for us to get to the other side, first, we have to make ourselves available to God. See, Job didn't know at the beginning
that
he would lose.
He
that he would lose everything.
Even his loving wife was so supportive. Why don't you just die?
That's what she said.
She said that. But you know,
and
you see, a lot of people don't understand that. Dr. Campbell is. They were talking about the story of Job, and he said he sinned not by blaming God. Through all of his trials and tribulations, he did not blame God. And I'm not preaching to myself right now. A lot of times I'll just say, oh, God, why'd you do this to me? Oh, God. Never did once Job do that.
Amen.
He just took the grief and took the heat.
He did.
But, boy, you talk about an end of a story, Dr. Campbell. Mm. That's why we keep pressing in. Guys, you're either all in or you're in the way.
That's right.
I mean, Hallelujah. It's like you cannot stand on the fence. It's smoky time when you're trying to climb the fence. What happened when your foot slipped? That's where you get the word Allah's from. Allah's! And then you got sore. You got to be on one side of the fence or the other. And God says, don't be lukewarm. Either be hot or cold. Don't be lukewarm. I'm going to spit you out of my mouth soon.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter what it looks like.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what it looks like. You have to be willing to go through the process, knowing that your end will be greater than your beginning.
Ooh, I like that.
So when God blessed Job, he ended up with 14,000 sheep.
That's right.
Man, that's a lot of sheep.
That's a lot of sheep.
That's a lot.
That's a bad story right there.
He had 6,000 camels.
Woo!
And 1,000 yokes of oxen. And many other things.
Yeah, he was
smelly.
Loaded. Yeah, well, he got over the hump every day with all those camels. But you
it
know,
was
it's
a zoo.
It was a cornucopia of animals there.
Hallelujah.
But the
he
one thing
blessed.
With Job, he lost everything, you know. And the one thing, and I was reading the story of Job where he was there sitting in the dirt, picking at his scabs, local style is like picking
with
at his cock heels with a broken Heineken bottle. Ooh. And just picking out and oozing sores. And yet he still didn't blame God. He just says, he just didn't understand, but he did not blame God.
Amen.
And you don't want to blame God.
No.
What you want to do is know that your destiny is
Amen.
Greater than your disaster.
Your greater is coming.
Well, he's still on the throne the last time I checked.
Hallelujah. He's on the throne. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, I thank you right now for every ear that is listening.
Thank you. Yes,
Father
thank
God,
Lord.
You touch them.
Yes,
for
God.
Everyone that don't know you.
Yes,
Father
Lord.
God, you draw them closer
yes,
to you.
Yes, Father.
Father God, you said that if you be lifted up,
yes, God.
That you would draw all men unto you.
Yes, Lord.
Men and women, the brethren.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
So, Father God, draw somebody.
Yes,
let
Lord,
your word
tonight,
pierce through the heart and hearts, Lord.
Mm.
Go through the people, go into
yes,
the incarcerated areas,
yes,
Father God. Do a new thing on
yes,
tonight,
Lord.
Father
Touch
God.
Somebody, Father.
Let them know that it's not
yes,
the
Lord.
End, Father God, but it's just the beginning,
yes,
Father God.
Father.
Let them know, Father God, that you delivered Joseph out of the pit, God.
Woo. Yes, Lord.
You delivered Israel out of Egypt, God.
That's right.
You delivered Daniel out of the lion's
yes,
den.
Thank you.
And the three Hebrew boys out of
Woo.
The fire.
That's right.
So there's nothing that they can face, Father God, that you won't deliver them out
Amen.
Of. Father God, let them know that you are with them. Let them know, Father God, that their destiny is greater than their disaster.
Yes,
Father God,
hallelujah.
I ask right now.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That if there's someone that don't even know if they would go to heaven or hell
yes,
on tonight.
Lord. On tonight.
That they would give their life to you.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Because giving their life to you.
Yes, Lord.
Will never be the same.
Touch their hearts, God.
So touch them right now.
Yes, God.
Whatever they need, every desire.
Yes, Father.
Do what only you can do.
Answer their prayers, Father.
Father God, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We praise you.
We praise you.
We honor you.
We honor you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dr.
Hallelujah.
Hey, unbuckle your seatbelts. Unbuckle your seatbelts. She survived her first run in
Hallelujah.
The jet. This is where we ride the jet for Jesus right
Glory.
Now.
Glory.
Dr. Campbell, you must come back.
You must come back. Hey,
Hallelujah.
Have a great weekend, guys. We got Monday with Dr. Kwan
yes,
coming
hallelujah.
Back. Hey, you got to know by now where the Spirit of the Lord is.
There is
freedom. And you got to know also, you're too blessed
to be stressed.
Hey, we'd love to stay. We've got to go. So, ahui ho.
Ahui ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.